Dear listeners, Sai Ram and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. The time right now in our studio is 12 and it's a fine afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Not just fine, it's hot and it's very hot. It's the month of May, today is 7th of May and it's the peak of summer here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Well, yesterday was May 6th and we all saw the celebration of Ishwarama Day. There was a musical program in Sai Kulanth Hall, and I hope you all have seen the musical program live from our website, radiosai.org, in which it was webcasted live. Till now, in today's Thursday live, you heard a talk delivered by Professor G. Venkatraman, and the talk was on the topic abolishing poverty. Well, it's a very important topic, abolishing poverty, and I hope you all found it very useful and enjoyed the talk. Your comments are welcome, and you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Well, I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and coming up next is the segment Service Love in Action.
Dear listeners, welcome to the Radio Sai series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this program, we bring you stories of the service activities by Sai volunteers across India and the world. Today's segment features the exceptional medical service rendered by Sai volunteers in Ukraine. In 2008, a little town called Bogodohovo in the East European country of Ukraine came under siege. It was not from an army, but a legion of Sai angels who swept the area with love, compassion, and kindness extraordinary. Motivated by Bhagwan Baba, a group of doctors and volunteers from the US and UK traveled halfway across the globe to provide the Ukrainians some much-needed medical help. And along the way, they also revived their patients' faith in God, in human goodness, and in the power of pure love.
The city of Bogodohovo derives its name from the Ukrainian language, meaning city belonging to the Spirit of God. And the present story of Sai Seva is all about how divine love and compassion overwhelmed this remote God city, tucked away in a rural corner of Ukraine.
Bogodohovo is a 7-hour drive from Kyiv, the capital city of Ukraine. The distance is more than symbolic, for Bogodohovo is actually an antithesis of Kyiv. Kyiv is home to many high-tech industries, high education institutions, extensive infrastructure, and a sophisticated system of public transport, including the Kyiv metro. Bogodohovo, on the other hand, is a sad picture of poverty, poor nutrition, pathetic infrastructure, and very basic medical facilities. The 18,000 people of the city are ages behind the affluence and the prosperity that Kyiv stands for. The situation is worse in the outlying villages, where innocent and ignorant people suffer from a variety of ailments, major and minor, and have no clue about either the disease or the treatment. Over the years, because of the neglect, many have suffered from blindness and have remained visually impaired for years. Others were afflicted with serious cardiac complications. A third group consisted of mentally and psychologically challenged children. While some of these pitiable conditions were irreversible, most of them could be corrected and cured with proper medical attention and guidance.
Moved by the plight of these unfortunate rural folk, a group of Sai volunteers flew from the USA and the UK to restore health, hope, and happiness into their hitherto depressing lives. The inspired group was led by Dr. Upadhyay and comprised of 19 doctors from various specialities. Adding to their energy and enthusiasm was a group of highly motivated Sai youth volunteers. Right from the beginning, it was clear right that they had Bhagwan's blessings for their noble effort. As they began their travel to cave from various places on the globe, their flights got delayed and there was complete confusion. This hodgepodge and plan would have caused much chaos, but thanks to the hidden divine plan of the Lord, the cancellations and delays actually turned out to be the best ever Sai blessings in disguise. Suddenly, all three teams arrived at the cave airport within 10 to 30 minutes of each other. This not only facilitated the transport arrangements for the hosts greatly, but also allowed the entire group to travel together as one closely knit unit right from the start. What better head start could they have had for team building and camaraderie? A doctor from UK jubilantly said, "It was Swami's way of reinforcing unity among us right from day one. What a beautiful orchestration of events."
In fact, the team experienced many such coincidences, or rather Sai-incidences, even before they started their journey to Bogodohovo. One such instance was narrated by a pediatrician doctor from the UK.
"I was trying to borrow a portable ultrasound machine so that we could offer screening facility to patients at the medical camp. I had made several attempts to get this machine, but without any luck. It was now the penultimate day of our departure, and I was nowhere near getting this equipment. I had only 20 minutes before attending a clinic. Absolutely clueless, I finally made a fervent plea to the Lord. Swami, if you want us to take the ultrasound machine, please make the arrangements in 20 minutes. Immediately after this, I walked up to try for the last time to borrow this equipment. And to my surprise, this time, all things were in place and the concerned people willingly lent the ultrasound machine. So, you know, in just about 20 minutes, I had the machine in my hand from the hospital on loan. And during our medical camp in Bogodohovo, we performed more than at least 300 ultrasounds on this special machine. On the basis of ultrasound tests, when we assured patients that their organs were normal or that they did not have gallbladder stones, it gave them so much relief. They returned feeling happy and healthy."
The group continued to experience Sai guidance at every step of the way. As they reached the medical camp, they were overwhelmed by what they saw. More than 200 volunteers had been waiting for them. They had gathered at the site from Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, and Belarus ahead of the arrival of the international medical experts. They had in fact traveled long distances to offer their time and energy and show solidarity with the noble aims of the camp that Sai doctors and youth were going to run.
One of these volunteers was a qualified neurosurgeon. He had actually journeyed more than 1500 miles to participate in the medical camp. However, when he realized that there was little need for his discipline at the camp, he simply accepted it as God's will and was ready to assist in any other way. Therefore, he spent the next 7 days helping with transportation and lending his hand for doing building renovation work. His humility and sense of dedication inspired everyone in the camp.
Baba says, "Service springs out of love and scatters love in profusion." Every member of the group experienced this firsthand when the mayor of Bogodohovo welcomed them at a special civic ceremony and said, quote, "I cannot believe that medical service is being offered absolutely free of charge," unquote. In fact, the recurring question from many patients was, "Is this service really, really free?" Being new to Sai and his philosophy, it was difficult for them to accept that an international team of doctors would travel halfway across the globe to care for their problems and treat them free of charge. Nothing like this had happened before to them or to anyone known to them. And the icing on the cake was the way in which the service was offered. They were overwhelmed by the sincere love and genuine concern of the Sai volunteers.
In spite of the camp days being nothing short of hectic for the team, there was no dearth of selflessness and an eagerness to help. A typical day began with the transport arriving at 6:30 a.m. to take them to the dining hall for a good breakfast of porridge and fruit. Then, there was a group meeting with the Ukrainian and Russian coordinators who assisted in working out who would go in each team and to which village. Every morning, the doctors were divided into three groups, with each group going to a different village. Throngs of ailing and sick Ukrainians eagerly awaited the medical team's arrival. Consultations began once they reached the specified areas. On the first day, more than 700 patients were examined, and the numbers kept growing each day for the remaining 4 days. In the short span of 5 days, over 6,000 patients were attended to.
There were two cardiologists, and while they gave valuable advice on maintaining a healthy heart and explained techniques for weight reduction, there was an occupational therapist who demonstrated healthy exercises to patients suffering from diabetes and hypertension. The ENT surgeon screened the patients and distributed free hearing aids to the needy. The recipients were overjoyed at being able to hear again. There were also two ophthalmologists and three optometrists in the group who were exceptionally busy treating refraction and glaucoma. One old lady who received free reading glasses was delighted. She said, "I always believed in angels, but now I can even see them."
Another old lady had tears of joy when she was informed she did not have a cataract, thinking that she needed an operation. The poor lady had in fact cut down on the food for her family to save enough for the procedure. When she was told not to worry about her eyes for another 10 years at least, she was jubilant. With tears of gratitude, she exclaimed, "Now I can feed my family properly." There were countless such experiences of supreme joy, as over 780 pairs of spectacles were dispensed in total, and 750 pairs were donated to the local ophthalmologist for the free dispensing in future. The group also had two pediatricians and a gynecologist who were of immense and unimagined help to the local people. Together, they spent quality time advising young mothers and reassuring the ones who were distressed.
For instance, one day, a young mother of three with severe gynecological problems stepped into the clinic. Earlier, she had been told to have surgery, but being a farm worker, she knew she would never be able to pay for the procedure. However, the camp's gynecologist offered her another safer option. This was still an expensive alternative, but the cost of this was borne entirely by the Sai organization. The lady was so overwhelmed with the love and care she received that tears started streaming down her cheeks. She said, quote, "I know all of you believe in God. When I prayed to God today, I felt confident that angels had come to save me. I knew I would be fine." Unquote. Then this lady misread Dr. Shri Bala's name in the badge and gleefully said, "Thank you, Dr. Baba." In one sense, she was of course right. Baba was the soul doer, and it was amply evident in the way he was working through his instruments and making his divine presence felt. The lady also narrated how when her son had come to the camp the previous day for an eye checkup, he returned home and told her that he had felt he had been at a temple of healing and not in a medical clinic.
The team had doctors with many other specialties too. There were 3 general physicians, 2 psychiatrists, and an equal number of physiotherapists who were extremely busy diagnosing and counseling the young and the old. The physiotherapists attended to patients with chronic pain, advising them various simple exercises to strengthen their muscles. The occupational therapist was very busy giving out valuable rehabilitation advice to stroke patients and exercises for weight reduction for patients who suffered from diabetes and hypertension. Health promotion and awareness was a key to their concerns.
Dr. Pabani, the pain specialist, used many of his own devices and acupuncture to alleviate patients with chronic pain in the backs and joints. His special machine, Thermoscan, was actually able to pick up the exact site of the pain on a computerized program. The patients were very relieved because they felt someone finally believed their pain. For the first time in years, these poor folk started feeling pain-free. Obviously, their joy knew no bounds.
On the second day of their camp, the group made a heart-rending visit to an orphanage of 140 disturbed children who had been traumatized by abuse suffered earlier in their lives. While the psychiatrists offered them valuable advice and boosted their morale, the pediatricians screened them for medical illness and imparted important health education. The little orphans touched the volunteers' hearts deeply, and so they went out of their way to do everything possible to add more life and color to their lives. Saddened by the plight of a disabled child in the orphanage, the volunteers gifted him a wheelchair.
There was another person too who moved the volunteers beyond words. He was a local Ukrainian doctor who for the last 25 years had covered 4 villages on a bicycle to help the patients in his own way with limited resources at his disposal. Now he was 61 and still cycled for hours to do whatever he could for the rural folk. In addition to the effort he put in physically and professionally, he prayed sincerely for his needy patients every single day. When he met the psych group, he felt his prayers had been answered. To help this doctor with his great work, one of the volunteers spontaneously offered to gift him a motorcycle, and the joy of the good old Samaritan knew no bounds. The group also equipped him with a portable instrument to measure blood pressure. For him, it was unexpected blessings from the Almighty. And his tear-filled eyes said it all.
In this manner, each day was a celebration of Bhagwan's love and grace for every member of the group. They would return to their guest house by 7 p.m. and have their dinner together at 7:30 p.m. After this, they settled down for group meetings in which they shared their experiences since morning and then began to plan for the next day. By the time the discussions concluded, it would be almost 11 p.m.
It was not only valuable medical service that the group carried out in Bogodohovo. In fact, treating the sick was only one part of the story. While the group of international doctors got busy in treating the patients, there was a silent undercurrent of love spreading in other ways too. the rest of the volunteers in the group engaged in a variety of other activities to make the lives of these rural folks better. The Sai workers distributed clothes, footwear, and even nutrition packets to several households, pensioners, and disabled members in the town. Besides toys and games for the children, the volunteers also lent sporting equipment to the local boarding school and even helped set up a computer class. To add to this, there was a cleaning brigade of volunteers for whom no job was mean or inferior. They cleaned the bathrooms of the schools and the city with their bare hands while their throats were chanting incessantly his name.
One lady, indeed, had an incense stick burning in the toilet while they worked because, as she said sweetly, "If Swami were to visit us now, it would smell nice." What was astonishing but moving was that the people who did this work were all qualified and dignified, but their humility and dedication was to be seen to be believed. One of them was actually the famous soprano singer Elena Petruchenko.
Yet another group of volunteers had formed a building brigade who worked tirelessly to repair and replace plumbing in a local school. They painted walls, renovated bathrooms, fixed the electrical fittings, corrected the sewage system, and repaired and replaced wash basins, taps, pipes, fences, and so on. They even redid an old lady's door and broken bed. She had tears of joy in her eyes when she saw her house being redone. And she said, "I knew that angels existed, but now I am seeing them, our dear Sai angels."
These acts of genuine selfless service not only touched the villagers, but also stupefied the village authorities, as they had never witnessed anything like this before. And as if these were not enough, the group also built anew the library and gymnasium of schools there. This group of volunteers also visited a senior citizen's home. Moved at the dismal facilities existing there, they provided them with a microwave and refrigerator. The elderly residents were so overcome with gratitude that they exclaimed, "No one has ever come to see us, let alone do anything for us with so much love." In a matter of 4 days, the hairdresser in the Sai group lovingly provided haircuts to 335 people. That works out to about 84 haircuts per day.
Then there was the most important kitchen brigade, bringing a smile to everyone's face at every meal. The youngest helper was only 16 years, while the oldest was 60. They cooked fresh and tasty meals for over 260 people every day, and they were the first people to rise. Their day started as early as 3 a.m. Preparation of each meal was for them an act of divine worship. So they provided nourishing and pure meals fit for gods. So passionate they were about their work that they even painted a model on a wall depicting Divine Mother Earth, Mother Annapurna.
There were more volunteer groups. One was the transport brigade, who used their own vehicles, some having traveled more than 1,000 miles. They ensured that doctors moved the long distances from one village to another without any difficulty, and the camps functioned on time. But the most heartening aspect about them was their eternal cheerfulness, said the pediatrician from UK.
While Sai love was flowing freely in the air, there was one family that actually stole everybody's heart. The father, Ruslan, who is the Satya Sai coordinator in the Ukraine Satya Sai organization, gave all his help to the doctors, while his wife worked as the chief cook sleeping hardly a few hours every night. And their two wonderful daughters, Nancy and Macha, served tirelessly as interpreters who offered the camp's vital cross-cultural communication. In fact, they have been part of every medical camp held in Russia and neighboring countries in the last few years.
This family truly overwhelmed all with their dedication and selfless service. Without them and the other interpreters, the medical camp would never have been a success. They were the group's ears and voice, giving out essential health information which could save a life or a limb. They endured long hours of translation without taking a break, and at the same time, the arduous job of a three-way conversation did not ever stop or affect their charming smiles. The youngest interpreter in the group was only 11 years. Even she would stay up until midnight, translating often without a meal, as she felt so overjoyed just doing Swami's work. In short, it was the love, patience and understanding shown by every translator that was pivotal to the successful execution of the camp, and each of them did a splendid job. Vivek Sharma, a high school student from USA, who was one of the volunteers at the camp, said,
"I received first-hand experience to serve another country's people. This is the first trip I had with the Sai organization to serve. I was really amazed by the commitment of the Sai brothers and sisters when it comes to helping the less fortunate ones. I worked in a variety of places, including the orphanage, where I befriended many of the children living there. What I learned through this experience is to see God in everyone and help them in whatever way I can, because I realized that I was actually helping myself too in the process."
In fact, he realized the truth of Swami's words that service is the highest spiritual discipline. Service has a double effect. It extinguishes the ego and gives bliss.
Apart from the thrill of the service, there were other joys too during the trip. On the final day of the camp, all the 200 plus volunteers and doctors had a variety entertainment show open to all to celebrate the glory of their Lord. Beautiful sounds of music from various faiths merged into one beautiful melody. They sang and danced as an offering to Him and shared His love gladly.
Miss Elena Petruchenko, the soprano singer, who was actually cleaning toilets for 6 days prior to the concert, charmed the entire audience with a soulful rendering. The pure love for Swami that exuded that evening was something extraordinary. The oldest volunteer in the group, Olga, played the accordion, and she has been a regular member for the last 10 such camps. During her first camp, she had her eyes checked, and it was found that she had a cataract which required surgery. But there was no way she could afford the operation, so she asked Dr. Upadhyay for medicine instead. The doctor told her that surgery was inevitable, but she could have vibhuti in the meantime and pray to Swami. In an amazing act of divine grace, a year later she was back to serve and was completely cataract free.
It is such instances of divine love and compassion which made the incredible happen in a remote corner of Ukraine. It was a week that every volunteer, doctor and patient remembers with delight and love. It was Swami working, loving and serving through them. And as if to confirm this, on the final day of the visit, as the team was leaving at 5:30 a.m., the morning sky in Bogodohovo was covered with a beautiful round rainbow.
For the Sai workers from different parts of the globe, it was an unforgettable symbol of unity, purity and selfless love that had come a full circle during the camp, and an endorsement of their efforts to emulate a tiny speck of Baba's infinite love. More than the difference that they brought in the lives of people in Bogodohovo, the satisfaction and sense of fulfillment that filled their hearts during the days of the camp was something which every member cherishes in their heart forever. And it is for this reason that every time there is such an opportunity to offer selfless service, they grab it with both their hands. They just love to serve in the name of Sai.
Dear listeners, you just heard another episode of Serving in the Name of Sai, stories of Sai Seva from across India and the world. You can read up on today's feature and see pictures of this and other Sai Seva activities by checking out the Sai Seva feature on our website radiosai.org. Thank you for joining us today, and please do send us your feedback on this program. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you. Sai Ram.
Tune in to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sai's Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Oh Lord, take my